From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry ended a brief visit to Geneva Monday in an effort to try to salvage a two-month-old U.S.-Russian brokered cessation of hostilities weakened by fighting in Syria. He said Washington and Moscow have made progress in trying to contain the fighting, but the combatants must break off the hostilities.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos, and we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry, who met Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, said the U.S. and Russia will boost the number of Geneva-based ceasefire monitors. More than a week of violence left at least 250 civilians in and around the northern city Aleppo dead. De Mistura is in Moscow for talks Tuesday.
And the message will be exactly the same. I hope really that the message that we gave at the Security Council the other day, appealing to both the U.S. and Russia and the special team that we have, which is called the International Support Group, will be reinvigorating what has been a major achievement.
Meanwhile, the White House downplayed media reports of creating safe zones for civilians and the opposition, saying the U.S. would be reluctant to commit a large ground force to safeguard such zones. The United States and Senegal Monday signed a cooperation agreement to ease the deployment of U.S. troops to the West African nation so they can more quickly respond to humanitarian crises, natural disasters, or terrorist attacks. There are currently 40 U.S. military personnel in Senegal. The agreement sets out the rights and responsibilities of future U.S. access to Senegalese facilities for joint training and possible future deployments. This is VOA News. Baghdad was relatively calm Monday after the large, mostly Shia protest and sit-in over the weekend in the heavily fortified Green Zone, headquarters of the central Iraqi government. Supporters of Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr are demanding reform or new elections. Sadr has vowed to return to the site. In Washington Monday, U.S. spokesman John Kirby defended the right of peaceful protest while also supporting the efforts of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government.
We don't want to see protests turn violent against anybody. We support the right of peaceful protest and freedom of expression. But again, I think it's important to pull back a little bit and remember that what the long-term answer in Iraq is good governance.
He said events in Baghdad have had no impact on U.S. and coalition efforts to degrade and destroy Islamic State. The non-governmental organization Greenpeace has leaked documents, etc., classified and gleaned from the free trade negotiations underway between the United States and European Union. The pact is known as TTIP, or Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. Stefan Krug is Greenpeace's head of political representation.
We are quite sure, and the text now confirmed that if the TTIP in its present form would become reality, that would result in a severe downshift of standards in Europe on the environmental side, but also on the consumer side. It is quite clear that the Americans have a completely different philosophy of protecting the environment and the consumers. So I guess it's a good moment to put transparency into this whole process and to really start a public debate about it.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office called the interpretations given to the text misleading at best and flat out wrong at worst. The anti-graft group Transparency International said Tuesday about 1 in 3 people in the Middle East and North Africa have recently paid a bribe to a public official or for a service. Nearly two-thirds of those surveyed, 11,000 so, say the problem is growing. The group said the corruption problem is especially bad in Yemen and Lebanon, but also on the rise in Algeria, Egypt, Jordan, Morocco, the Palestinian territories, and Sudan. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom said Monday religious freedom worldwide has been sharply curtailed over the past year. The U.S. agency said authoritarian governments are jailing prisoners of conscience, mostly Christians and Muslims, for practicing their beliefs, while at the same time there's a rise in bigotry amongst Jews and Muslims in Europe. South Korea has warned its citizens to take extra care due to the threat of abduction by North Korea. The foreign ministry issued the alert in response to last month's group defection of 13 North Koreans in China. The solar-powered aircraft Solar Impulse 2, attempting a round-the-world attempt, completed the 10th leg of that journey Monday, landing in Phoenix, Arizona, from California's Mojave Desert. The Swiss team trying to build support for clean energy technology. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.